Welcome back, everybody. Saturday afternoon football here in Houston. This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. We are visiting with head coach Casey Dacus after last Friday's win over Stafford at Rattler Stadium, and tonight taking on the Yates Lions. And, Coach, let's talk about what really ended up being a very exciting game last week, last Friday night. Like you said, it's a game that maybe should not have been that exciting, but you got a couple of teams that like to pass the ball. They like to pride themselves both in being balanced, but maybe on the side of passing a little bit more. And who would have believed that until 5 minutes left in the game, we were dealing with a 3-0 ball game?
Yeah, it turned into a defensive struggle, honestly. And we knew going into it, Stafford had a really good defense. We know that our defense is really good. And so we knew it was going to be tough sledding. We didn't think it was going to be that tough of sledding, but it ended up being that way. And, you know, it's one of those deals where week to week, you know, things change. And the momentum happened to be the way that it was this past Friday night, to where we were just kind of having to grind one out. You know, we made tons of mistakes, got tons of flags. Some of them we shouldn't have gotten after going back and watching the film. But, you know, it is what it is, and we can't control that. So we have to be able to overcome it. And I thought, honestly, the thing I'm probably the most proud of was that we were able to overcome adversity in some tough situations. You know, we were up 3-0. And then we fumbled the ball when I really didn't think it was a fumble, but it ended up being a fumble, ruled that way. And then the very next play, I think they got a 30-yard, basically a 30-yard penalty, 2 15 yards back-to-back, that gave them first down inside the 20-yard line, inside the red zone. And I thought our defense played well, but, you know, when you give up 30 yards and make it easy for somebody, give them a short field, it's a lot easier to score that way. And so I thought that we had a lot of things we had to overcome. I thought, as far as that goes, I was really happy and really proud of the way we were resilient and the way we kind of hung in there and found a way to win at the end.
Let's talk about those last 5 minutes of the game when both teams score. You know, first off, I mean, they scored a go-ahead in the game by a score of 7-3. But then you all come back, an 88-yard drive. You get a big 41-yard gainer, and then Henderson goes his last 26 yards for the touchdown. That was a big drive when drives were hard to come by that night.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's interesting about the whole game. If you go back and you watch film, you know, we moved the ball consistently, but we'd always shoot ourselves in the foot and get behind the chains, end up having a punt, or, you know, turn it over on downs or whatever it was. But you're right. You know, when we had to have a drive, we came up with one, you know, 88 yards. And, you know, one of the big plays there was we ran a little sprint out pass just to try to get a man beater going, because they were playing so much press man the other night, making it difficult for us. And, you know, we do a sprint out pass, and Dyer throws the ball before, you know, LaDarian Thomas comes out of his break, and he ends up hitting him in stride for a big 41-yard gain. That kind of got us going, and it kind of gave us a little juice. And then once we got the ball on the other side of midfield after that play, we felt really good about it. With about 3 minutes left, we thought we got plenty of time to score, and our kids just kind of stuck with it, and we just kind of ground one out, for lack of a better way of saying it. And then Henderson, we got him free right up the middle pretty much with a little bit of a zone scheme there, and we were able to score. And so I was really happy with the offense, especially at the end of the game.
But then they got to come right back with a big play of their own. They get a big pass play right inside the 20-yard line, and you're thinking, uh-oh, you know, they're in the red zone now, and they've got time left. And then, you know, let's just get right back right to that stand there. They got first and goal at the 5-yard line. And personally, I was a little bit surprised that they chose to pass it three times, that they didn't run the ball once. That was a little surprising to me, but that's what they went with. And, boy, it is tough when you get inside the 5-yard line. It is so crowded in there in just a 15-yard space between the 5 and the end zone. There's so many people roaming around, and y'all just made great plays until Tavares made that pick, and he almost had a pick on the first pass. And so just talk about sort of that time and that first and 5 and then what you all did.
Well, when Stafford scored that touchdown the first time, they got down there inside the red zone, and it took them about 8 plays to score, and they scored on a 4th down play that was – should have been not a touchdown, because the quarterback, after his progress was stopped, fumbled the ball backwards to the running back, and that should have been – it should have been dead right then, and we should have got the ball. So I think maybe Stafford's thinking at that time was that they had such a hard time scoring by running the ball, and there was only about a minute, minute and 20-something left on the clock. I think they were worried about just not being able to get in and running out of time because I think they only had one timeout at that time. So, anyway, when they got down there the second time, I, too, was surprised they didn't try to at least run it once or twice, and they threw it, I think, all three times. And, you know, when you look at our defensive line, we've got a lot of beef there, a lot of mass, and you got Quarian Williams, you know, and Jordan Jefferson and, you know, Paul Hamaker, and we got big-bodied kids who kind of just eat up space. And so I think maybe they felt like their best matchups were on the edge, you know, or outside. And we feel really good about our outside guys on defense, too. So we were happy they chose to throw it because, you know, the old saying, only three things can happen when you throw the ball and two of them are bad. So we felt like the odds and percentages were in our favor at that time. And it just so happened that Tavares made a great play. And really, it's a shame that that one didn't go all the way back, you know, for a pick six like it would have. We made a dumb penalty on that. Mm-hmm. And I imagine we'll probably talk a little bit more about that here in a second. But, you know, hindsight being 20-20, I sure would have liked to have had those extra points, especially moving forward in district. Because if you have a three-way tie, you know, excuse me, when we play Wheatley, and, you know, if for some reason we come up on the short end against Wheatley, then it ends up being a three-way tie and it goes to points, and points matter. So I'm disappointed we didn't get those points at the end. But, you know, at that stage of the game, I just wanted to get out of there with a win, and so I was happy with our guys.
Well, yeah, you're looking at my notes here, and you see that we're going to talk about penalties because there are things to work on, obviously. But this late in the season, there were those penalties, that 30 yards worth of penalties that you had at that time. And like you say, some of them you look at the film, you disagree with, you can't put that on the kids. But some of the kids just have to learn. The ones that are on the kids, like that blocking in the back, that really could come back to bite you.
That's exactly right. You know, you can't do that kind of stuff. And anytime you get 15-yard penalties, it's never a good thing. And, you know, you can take hustle penalties. You can take, you know, some penalties that go either way. You can deal with those, but you can't deal with 15-yarders, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct or personal fouls or, you know, blocking – you know, 10 yards behind the play. That kind of stuff is going to get you beat against the really good teams moving forward. And so we've got to clean it up. That's something we addressed on Saturday with our entire football team. They know it. It's not that they don't know it. I think it's some guys that are trying really hard to help us make plays, and they don't realize that it's inconsequential. It doesn't matter. It's behind the ball, you know, or what have you. And so those are things we have to clean up, and we have to be more disciplined, and we're going to strive to be that way.
Saturday afternoon football here at Barnett Stadium here in Houston as Navasota taking on the Yates Lions. And let's talk a little bit about that, Coach. We've had an extra day. The bad part of that is we'll have a short week next week before we take on Wheatley at home. But sort of what's been different this week when you have that extra day?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, anytime you get in high school football, our kids and just about every team and every coaching staff that I know, they're creatures of habit. You know, they get into a routine, and you like to play games on Friday and keep the two-day weekend where you can, you know, correct stuff Saturday and Sunday, get ready for your next opponent. But this has been a longer week, and so we gave the kids Monday off this past week, trying to give them a chance to get their legs back under them after a tough game this past Friday night. And the fact that combined with the fact that we have not had an off week yet until, I guess, 2 weeks from now. And so we decided to give them off on Monday, so we kind of pushed everything back a day and to kind of get ready for this one. But you're right, next week is going to have to be an adjustment the other way. So it's been good, you know, just to be able to have that extra day, but I'm sure we'll be begging for it next week when it comes time to play Wheatley.
And speaking of that, I'm just noticing here that, I don't know, the schedule makers, I don't know what they had against Navasota this year, but not only you play in 10 straight weeks, but Wheatley, your last opponent, they've got – this weekend off, so they've got 13 days to get ready for, or 15 days to get ready for you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and then that's the tough part and the frustrating part about the way the schedule sets up is that, you know, it's one thing to play a team on a short week, but it's another thing when they get the open week before the short week. And so we felt like it was kind of a double whammy, if you will. But, you know, when you play against the HISD schools, you're kind of at their mercy as far as when you're going to play and where you're going to play because they all share about five stadiums. And so in this case, it just worked out the way that it did here. And we don't necessarily like it, but it is what it is at this point. We're going to just make the most of it.
Let's talk about Yates, Coach. They've had a tumultuous year. There's no doubt about it. It's all, you know, been out there for people to know. They forfeited two games last year because of ineligible players that played. They made a change in their coaching staff. And then I believe they had a hire. They hired a coach, but evidently for some reason that did not work out. But then they bring in Michael Hickey, an alum of Yates. And this is a guy, I saw a video of him talking on a video, and this is a guy who seems to be really happy coming back to his alma mater and is really ready to turn Yates back in the right direction, the successful direction that they've been in for so many years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Coach Hickey, I don't really know him personally, but just from dealing with him, you know, this coming year that we've been in right now, he seems like a really good guy, and he's got them doing the right stuff. You know, they're a lot more disciplined than they were last year. They're doing things the right way, and it's a process, and I think he knows that too. And, you know, it's one of those deals where you just kind of stack good days on top of good days and try to get the most out of it that way. And, you know, their kids last year, they went through a lot. You know, the two-game forfeit, you know, was really, really difficult for them. That was the week that we actually played them when all that stuff was kind of going on last year. And so it became a pretty big distraction for them. I don't even think they practiced a couple of days last year during the week because of that. So they've kind of done a 180 from this time last year to where they are now. And they're headed in the right direction. Coach Hickey's done a nice job. And I'm sure that the entire Yates community is probably glad to have him back.
They come in at 1-5. They have one win in district play, and that's over Worthing. But another dangerous part of this is they come in at 1-2 in district play, and they're pretty much in playoff mode right now for them, because they're looking, if they lose this game, they're 1-3, and they'd have a tough time making the playoffs. So they're looking at this game, and then their last two games is games that they have to win to make the playoffs.
That's exactly right. And anytime you play a team this point in the year, it's dangerous, because you're exactly right. They're playing for their lives, and, you know, it's tough. That's tough on us, because we are as well. But at the same time, you know, win or lose, this game really doesn't have any bearing on what's going on for us moving forward. The one that matters for us, in all honesty, is next week against Wheatley at home. You know, we got to take care of, if we take care of that one, then we'll be the number one seed no matter what happens. And so that's not the approach we're taking with our kids, obviously, but our kids are smart enough to understand too that's the one that matters the most right now, you know, moving forward. But you're right, Yates at 1-2, they're sitting right there on the edge and a chance to get in, and they know that if they can knock us off and then win that next week, then they'll have a really good chance of getting in. And so you're right, and teams that are in that situation typically are a lot more dangerous because of that. So we're going to get their best shot, because they've got to give us their best shot. That's pretty much all that's left for them to do, and so we're going to have to be ready to respond.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that your kids remember last year that because of something that happened with another football team, they ended up having to share the district title, and they want that undefeated district title of their own, so I'm sure they're thinking about that today.
That's exactly right. Our guys don't want to share it with anybody, especially after what happened last year. So, no, our guys are locked in. I feel pretty sure of that, and, you know, it's just going to be a challenge. You know, again, we're out of our comfort zone, playing on a Saturday, playing against an athletic HISD team. We've got to be ready to play from the get-go. And again, when you start playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and kids are used to playing at 7, you know, or later in the evening, that also is a little bit of a difference. So we're going to have to get them up early Saturday morning and get our bodies ready to go and feed them well and get ready to play.
Finally, give us a quick scouting report on Yates.
Very athletic, just like most of the other HISD schools are. They on offense, they run the spread. They're in trips and 2x2 pretty much 95% of the time. Quarterback is very athletic. They throw the ball. They like to throw the ball, but he can make plays with his feet as well. On defense, they're a 3-4. They like to pressure a lot and play a lot of man coverage in the back end because of their athleticism. So it'll be quite a challenge for us. It'll be very similar to a couple of the other teams that we've played this year. And so the game plan doesn't have to change a whole lot, but we just got to execute it better moving forward, and that's what our plan is today.
All right. Good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Coach Casey Dacus. This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. We'll be back. Matthew Ybarra is back with us this afternoon here alongside, and we'll have the kickoff from Houston. It's Navasota taking on Yates. This is the Gessner Heating and Air pregame show. It's Navasota football on Willie 98.7.